This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A jury found the Aurora police officer who stopped Elijah McClain and put him in a corroded hold not guilty in McClain's death. Nathan Woodyard faced charges of reckless manslaughter and the lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. He was allowed to go home from the courtroom on Monday afternoon. McClain's mother, Shanine McClain, was seen weeping after the verdict was read. She spoke to Nine News.
Because I wanted to hit somebody. I wanted to kick something. I wanted to take out my vengeance on the ones that murdered my son, because there is no accountability within the justice system, and today proves it once again.
In 2019, Woodyard was the first officer to stop McClain and put the 23-year-old in a carotid hold. The jury agreed with the defense. It was just the ketamine. Just over one-fifth of eligible Colorado voters have cast their ballots ahead of Tuesday's election. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Turnout is slightly above recent off-year elections so far, with unaffiliated voters making up the largest share above Republicans and Democrats. Older Coloradans dominate the mix, with voters 55 and up making up almost 70% of ballots cast. Top statewide issues this year involve ballot questions about property tax rates and what to do with excess tobacco and nicotine taxes. Many cities and counties are electing local leaders, too. Ballot drop boxes and polling centers are open through 7 p.m. Tuesday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Come find more stories at cpr.org.